The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Friday, the 11th of October, 2019. On the podcast today, I have Vadim Alexander, Head of Healthcare at SP Angel, discussing Bexmico Pharmaceuticals, that's BXP ticker, and also talks about Polarian Imaging, POLX. And as always, I have two lists for you. The top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too. By the way, you can see both these lists, in fact, top 10 versions of these lists, at voxmarkets.co.uk. And if you do receive an RNS via our app is free to download, and you like the content of that RNS, just hit that thumbs up button, and it could feature right here on the podcast and also on the front page at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Tired of using different sites to research companies? Vox Markets aggregates key financial details, pricing data, and company news into one place. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Vadim Alexander, Head of Healthcare at SP Angel. Vadim, thanks for joining me.
Thanks.
Now, we're going to touch on a couple of companies today. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Today, I'd like to discuss Bexmico Pharma, ticker BXP.
Right.
And then we can touch on Polarian, which I've spoken about before, which is POLX.
Ticker. Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement about Polarian because we've had lots of sales going through, lots of trading going through. And of course, we've come to a very important time news wise, a rich period this last quarter.
Correct.
So we'll discuss that
That's
in a
right.
bit. Okay, so Bexmico Pharmaceuticals BXP, what is it, run about 145 million market cap? Is that right?
That's right. That's the one.
What do they do?
So Bexmico is an AIM-listed generic drug manufacturer. They're the third largest pharma company in Bangladesh. So they're a Bangladeshi national company. Basically, you know, I'd like to take you through all of the financials because I really genuinely think that currently it's undervalued compared to its peers.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what Bexmico does is, as you know, generic drugs are drugs that have come off patent, okay? And the reason there's a big market for them is because most pharmaceutical drugs are quite costly. So there's a big drive globally to get drugs cheaper, and generic drug manufacturers are the ones that have stepped into that role. Now, in terms of manufacturing generic drugs, a lot of these drugs are manufactured in high-skilled, low-cost countries. So, for example, India became one of the leaders in this area. And then more recently, it's moved slightly out of India into other jurisdictions. And Bangladesh is one of them. And Bexmico is the third largest pharma company. It's one of the leaders in this area in that country. So just to give you some financial, some of the financials behind the company, they have over 200 million sterling in revenues. EBITDA is about 50 million. And they're seeing significant growth. So they're seeing double-digit growth in their domestic market, something like 12% per annum, and that's been sustained for a long period of time. And then the more exciting bit is that they're also starting to see good export growth, and that's higher, even higher double digits. So, you know, a company like this should see good traction for the next several years. However, their stock price is quite low, so it's come off quite recently. They're trading on about a PE of 6x, EV to EBITDA of 5x, and that's really low for this area. And then more importantly, they have a dual listing in their domestic market in Bangladesh, and that dual listing sees it at twice the current value here. So, you know, all things considered, double-digit growth, good domestic sales growth, huge export potential, and, you know, lowly valued. They're also paying a divvy, 3.5%.
Yeah, and what I'm looking at the quarter, is it quarter three results? I think it is, and I assume they're presenting in a different currency there. Are they what currency is that?
Yeah, it's a bit complicated by the fact that it's in Bangladeshi taka, but it's roughly 100 to 1. I think it's 110 to 1 sterling. So you know it's that's the difference. So divide by 100, to get a ballpark figure.
Yeah, and like I said, you know it's. It's like you see, seemingly very good, isn't it? I mean, the last quarter was 12.8 million last quarter. This quarter is 16.8 million. So that's incredible. And look at profit before tax. Yeah, it's got up to 3 million from 2.5
That's right.
Very good, isn't it? So
it is, and you know, it's kind of overlooked as a company. It's a pretty big company. It's a substantial business. They have several thousand employees. You know, we've gone to see the site there. You know, it is at pharmaceutical spec, if you like. You know, it's been FDA approved, their site. They're now, the export potential is quite interesting because this is really the icing on the cake. They're now selling into the U.S. They have four drugs that they're currently selling, and then they've just got a pipeline of eight more that they can sell into that market. And that's where you'll see substantial growth and substantial upside potential. I mean, that really is where... I think the, you know, not ignoring the domestic market, which is growing on whatever it is, 12 to 15% per annum, the export market specifically into the U.S. could see a further transformation of the business. And I don't find any of that is in the price.
Mm-hmm. Well, stuff. Yes, you're quite confident this will continue, this kind of growth.
Well, it has for such a long time now. And what's new on top of all that is this export into the U.S. That is, they've opened up that market only very recently as a company. And as we know, you know, it's a pretty big market.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. And all right. So how long have you been looking at these then?
So Beximco for a long time. I've known this company for the better part of 8 or 9 years. They were undervalued about 5 or 6 years ago. I think that they hit a low of about 12p, and then they went all the way up to 70p, and now they've come back down to about half that. And it's hard to explain why. So the whole period, the company's been growing pretty much at this pace. What really is new is this export into the U.S. So they've always had exports to other countries, but they've broken into the U.S. recently, and that's gaining traction. So, you know, if there is something different right now, aside from the fact that they've been growing really well the whole time, is this new potential in the U.S. So, you know, on at its current value, it should be worth more just on domestic growth. But then you have this extra bit, which is the U.S. growth.
Yeah. So what do they expect to do this year in sort of revenue and profits then?
It's about 210 million, I think, in sterling. So that's the target. Let me just get you that. 210 million, correct, in full year 19.
Okay, wow.
Marvelous. And then pre-tax, 36.
36, what? That's sterling, 36 million?
Yeah, sterling, okay. Exactly. Wow. EBITDA of 55, pre-tax of 36 on 210 in revenues. So, you know, good margin business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. That's okay. BXP, Beximco Pharmaceuticals, excellent stuff. So let's move on to Polarion. Polarion,
perfect.
How do you say it? P-O-L-X.
Yeah, that's right.
So we've had a lot of people, in fact, I had someone direct message me on Twitter saying, I'm part of an investor group that have bought out the lender in Polarion. And I didn't know whether to believe him because this guy had an odd name. There was no picture on his I thought, okay, yeah. So he said, look at that. You'll see some volume going through today. And true to his words, 2 days ago, some big volume went through at 13 pence. And then we had some more yesterday. We had lots like 11 million trading on one trade. And I thought, okay. And then we had David and Monique Newlands becoming substantial or significant shareholders of 3.8% or something.
Yep.
And but there's no... TR1 from Polarion or Amphion. So I thought, oh, that's good. I sent you an email, but I got my answer today because they came out with a TR1, didn't they? So what's going on here?
Yeah, well, there's always a couple of days before a TR1 comes out, right? Because they have to file and all that. So yeah, so all this was within reasonable time after the trade. So yeah, so basically a substantial shareholder, Amphion, has sold its stake. And now, you know, that's what the volume we've seen. And now what you're seeing is kind of the release of an overhang. And, you know, right in a time when the company has a substantial news flow. And I think, you know, you touched on that in the beginning. The next 3 months are going to be, you know, transformative for the business in that the company is about to complete its lead clinical trials. These are phase 3 trials. And they should be announcing, hopefully shortly, the completion of the trial. And then about 3 months or two and a half months afterwards, you should expect a readout from the trial, which is, you know, the results of the trial. So ballpark end of this year, we should have that readout from these trials. And then after that, they file to the FDA. And that takes ballpark, you know, no more than a year. And then hopefully they'll have a launch in 2020 of their product.
Yeah,
Next 3 months are quite important for the business.
Yeah, absolutely. And just in regards to the sellers, I had some people saying, well, people still selling. Listen, I don't know the individual thoughts of every investor that took part in this sale, but you know, so I know the one guy contacted me. So I took a bit more than I wanted to. I was comfortable taking. I loaded up because I wanted to get the deal across the line, and so I will sell a little bit. But he said, "But I am an investor, you know, in the company." So you're bound to see a trickle of sales coming out now and again. I don't know what, like I said, the thoughts are of every person who took part in that sale. But most of them seem like, you know, loyal investors. So I think it's very good news, isn't it, really? And like I said, phase three here is probably one of the lowest phase threes I've seen. What about you? It's quite low risk, isn't it, really, for phase three? You
know? Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is not technically a therapeutic trial. It's a diagnostic trial. You remember when we spoke about this? This is xenon gas. The therapeutic. It's a drug device combination business. Okay, the drug element is xenon gas. It's completely safe. It's known to be safe by the FDA. It's used as an anesthetic. At much higher doses. The FDA aren't concerned about safety here. So all they have to show is that it works, and they've done a pilot trial, so they've calibrated the trial well. Hopefully there shouldn't be any issues. Compared to a therapeutics trial, it's fairly straightforward.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's good to see, because let's be honest, Amphion, you know, were, like they say, they've stated they have, you know, serious financial constraints. They're in a bit of trouble financially. So something had to be done. They didn't want to get rid of the shares, but I suppose the decision was down to the lender, really, wasn't it?
That's it. That's precisely what exactly. The lender had the shares pledged to it as collateral, and I think because of where the price was, they had to take action. And then in terms of the share price, it was, you know, it's hard to argue it wasn't holding it back. It was holding it back because TR1s were going out, you know, whatever it was, every 2 weeks, indicating that a major shareholder is selling. So, you know, that's no longer the case now. So that, you know, hopefully will help the share price in the future.
Exactly. I think we've cleared the way. They've got, you know, like you said, we've cleared a big overhang before decent news is coming out, which will help the share price. And because the way I was seeing it, if Amphion weren't out or the lender hadn't sold beforehand, all you'd have is probably, hopefully, good news coming out from Polarian, and then them selling into it and having no reaction in the share price, and even maybe a negative reaction, which is not what you want, is it, really, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's classic definition, absolutely, of an overhang. So yeah, it was an overhang. I think it was perceived in the market as that. You're right. That's kind of the difficulty of an overhang, in that whatever does happen, whether they sell into it or not, it kind of creates a bit of a negative momentum in the stock price. So yes, now that it's cleared, I think people all see that, and it has an opportunity for a clear run with positive news, hopefully.
Yeah, good stuff. Marvellous, Vadim. Thanks very much for that. And we'll catch up very soon. Thanks a lot.
Perfect. Thanks, Justin.
All right, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five. Expediator. XPD. Ticker there, down 4.6% at 20.75 pence. At four, Dev Clever Holdings, up 1.46% at 3.47 pence. At two, Polarian. Just talked about that, of course. 22 pence, down 2.22%. A couple of sellers in there who've done a deal with the lender, I assume. New Oil and Gas at number two is down 5.5% at 0.085. And the most followed company is MXO, or ADM Energy, I think it's now called. People just follow that, change of name, I assume. Okay, top five most liked RNSs are as follows. At five, Rockfire Resources, director's shareholdings. At four, N Condesi Energy, project update investor presentation. At three, Amerisa Resources, strategic review and formal sale process update. At two, Sirius Minerals, supply and distribution agreement with Montajat. Number one is Polarian Imaging. Polarian notes statement from Amphion Innovations. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos appreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.